Hold on. Hold on.
Amen. And just even as you took your seat, I see right above you this enormous rainbow. And I hear the Lord saying, I've spoken many things, I've promised many things. And I hear God saying to remind you that those promises are solid, that God doesn't promise and he doesn't hold carrots in front of us just to encourage and not see it through. But you can trust God, for the promises are coming forth in this hour. So there's a sense of humor that God put in you where you can even help, you can even help people. People come around you, they feel light, they forget about their problems. God made you that way. You're kind of, I see you as that life of the party, that brother that just encourages others. There's more, but there's more in that gifting for you. I see that God's going to connect you with new men that maybe you've been one where you're comfortable in your own circle, but I see God expanding and bringing outside of your own circle and bringing new brothers into your life where you're going to be a blessing to them. There's a mentoring anointing in your life to speak into other men's lives and to help others and to even lift their hands in prayer. There's a strength in you to say, you know, I know that brother has a need. There's a sensitivity in you where other brothers might not say it to you, but you'll sense something's off, something's not quite right. And there's an anointing in you to pray for that. So there's a discerning of spirits even in your life as you're going about minding your own business. You just start picking up things and just start sensing, wait a minute, something's off here. Pay attention to that. I sense this is the hour where God's going to unfold that more in your life, and you're going to see that operating more and more. I see you singing in your car, just kind of singing at the top of your lungs, and just, you don't care, I don't care who's around, I don't care, I'm just singing, it's me and Jesus, hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying, I want more of that. Your praise is that fragrance before him. And even though you're, you know, for you, it's just kind of, it's something you enjoy doing. There really is warfare in that. There is warfare in your praise. There is warfare that as you worship the Lord, I hear the Lord saying that the angels of war are going forth even in your life to set the crooked places straight in your life. Witty ideas. The Lord's going to give you just creative ideas. I see you fixing and tinkering and moving and just kind of saying, look at what I created. Look at what I came up with. There's just more of that God's going to download into your life in this hour. Sister, the Lord says that there's a healing balm that he's placed in your hands. A healing balm to even grab others. I see women coming to you that have been broken. And I hear the Lord saying, I've given you that anointing to put them together, to just put that healing balm on their life and to speak a word of healing into their lives. The season has been dry. The season has been weary at times. But I'm bringing you to a time of refreshing, says the Lord. I'm going to refresh you, and I'm going to give you a new joy and a new energy that you've not had in a long time. To run and not be weary, to run and not faint, to walk and not be weary, and to run and not faint. Yeah. The Lord says it's a season of prosperity for the two of you. I'm going to prosper you, and I'm going to open ways where others are going to say, well, wait a minute, you're in a desert. What do you mean prosper? But God says, I will make a way where you're at right now. I will prosper you, says the Lord. And God says, I'm removing your shoes and I'm giving you new shoes. I see the Lord strapping down some sneakers on you. The Lord's going to cause things to accelerate. It's going to go a lot quicker in this season. It's as if the two of you are on a fast track. Your house is a home of healing, says the Lord. It's a hospital, a spiritual hospital. And I will cause people to go that need a healing touch, says the Lord. And I even sense by the Spirit to walk around and declare, because I see this angel just kind of doing this. I'm just going to do what I see. This angel is going round and round and round about you. And you've been spared. I see that even you've been spared at times. Accidents. That the angel has been active in your life. The Lord says, I watch over you and I sing over you as well. So I declare over you now a season of prosperity to move forward into the new place that God has for you in the name of the Lord.
I believe that God is saying you're spiritually pregnant, that there's ideas. I did say spiritually. There are ideas in you, ideas for ministries and ideas for businesses and things that that's in there already. You're currently spiritually pregnant, and God says to go ahead and push. Time has come to push. And to think beyond just spiritual things, think business. Think investment, think things in your home, art. God says there's a songwriting gift on you. You have no ideas there. To the level that there's a songwriting gift in you, and it says push. God says whatever you touch in this season is going to turn to gold. that you're just, there's like a big cloud over you that's a good cloud, not like a dark cloud of rain cloud. No, it's just the heaven's rain, the open heaven, whatever metaphor you want to use, whatever you go for right now is going to turn to gold. And so God says, stretch your legs and have fun with life because there's an open field for you. I see you in ministry together throughout the rest of your life, and you're in unity. There's a power in your unity. There's going to be times where you're separate, but when you're together, you're going to feel this strength that's just almost immeasurable. And God says to just go for it. When you're together, there's some kind of a fire that's going to come up in both of you. And God says to trust each other, to hear God, to not wait on each other, but just like when you're ministering, to not wait on him and you to not wait on her, but just to go for it because God's going to use both of you in that. I see you at some point in the future that there's going to be a move for you to another location in the country. And God says to trust that there's going to be, that God's going to use that to increase you. There's going to become increase through that and to not worry about it because he will direct you, he will guide you, and the end result will be increase for you. It's your not to decrease. And that's it for now.
So the thing I see, you're an unusual couple in a good way. You've been harvesting in a field you did not sow, but rather in the generations before you in both sides, the family, many prayers. That was a sowing, a plowing deep by people who prayed. And you've been sowing a generational blessing. And it's marked you. All this stuff they've been talking about with blessing, success, you're marked because of that. You got children? How many?
Three.
Three? And boys, girls, what are they?
One boy, two girls.
One boy, two girls. What are their names?
Kristen, Megan, and John.
Kristen, Megan, and John. God says that the blessing that's on you is going down to them also. That there's a strength of character God has put in all three. They're all stubborn. And John, is it John?
Yeah.
I see John in his middle 20s. And it's in the name of God, I see him demolish a brick wall, an old, ancient wall of ungodliness. I see him demolish it with his forehead. I see him run right into it with his head and break it. And he could be named Breaker, one who breaks open. Over your daughters, your youngest, what's her name?
Megan.
There's a music that God has woven in her heart. She's like a tapestry where there's a golden thread woven all through it, and it's music. She hears it. She hears tunes in her head that she cannot even express at this point. And you need to, she needs the keyboard. She needs training with the keyboard. And she needs to, formal training. She needs honest to goodness training with writing and composing and all the, and chord structures and all that stuff. She needs training because she needs to be able, and if she doesn't get that, she will not have the means to express because she can't say what she needs to say. She has to be able to play it or sing it. She won't be able to say it. And if she's not given the tools, she'll be frustrated as a young adult. But if she's given the tools to express with music, she won't be frustrated. Rather, she's going to blossom. And there's a late blossoming, somewhere around 19. You won't see her. She's going to be almost, you're going to think at times, shut down. and internal processes going on, and you're going to be worried. But about age 19, she's going to go, just like a flower exploded. So you guys are reaping something from prior generations that's going to fall right, tumble right on down to your children and to your grandchildren. And your grandchildren in that generation is going to be financial prosperity, a business person's prosperity that's going to fall on them. Won't be on you, won't be on your children the way it's going to be on them, but there's a multi-million dollar thing that's going to explode among those grandkids. Hallelujah. So, but now you're coming into a time when God's going to put a demand on you now. There's going to be a demand on the anointing in you to begin to sow, even as you have been reaping. There's going to be a demand to sow. There's something really important about the two of you getting apart to hear from God. I see a new set of orders already at headquarters. So you're facing tremendous change coming up. The orders are already written, but they're up there. But you need to get apart and really hear from God. And I want to encourage you to write out. If you begin to write, God's going to give you 5, 6, 7 pages of orders. And there's this thing about how do we sow, even as we have reaped. Okay, God, how do we sow for our children, for our grandchildren, for future generations? Can we do something more powerful than what was done for us? Now, there's a word, you know, just a word of healing over you. You need to be praying for people. You know that. You need to be, and I mean laying hands on them. Real pray for sick people. Hands and all that stuff. You need to carry some oil in your purse. Just a little anointing oil and, you know, Christian stuff. You know, some people don't understand, right? When you pull out a little bit of oil and go on the forward, they go, what are you doing? You know, but Scripture says to do that. And brother, listen, there's a, which I'll just stand up, and I want to do a sign here, the prophetic sign. Just face each other and hold each other's hands. Hold your hands and lift them up like they're an arch. That's it. You're a gateway couple, God says. Yes. Could I have some people, young, agile people, come on, just to walk through them. God says you're a gateway couple. Let me have a few more. Joseph, just going through there, and Hector, going through there. A few more of you, just get up here. You're a gateway couple. Many people will come into the kingdom of God through you. You will establish the threshold. You will establish a threshold and a gateway of blessing for many, says God, even for you and your children and your grandchildren and the generations after you, says God. And a day will come when I will use you in Southeast Asia. I will use you in Thailand. I will use you to pluck up and to plant, says God. And that doesn't mean that he's calling you to be missionaries to Thailand, but the day will come when he will use you in an effective way, brother, to spot something that's weak and pluck it up and put strong in its place. He's given you a builder's eye to see what's weak and what needs to be shored up and what needs to be strengthened. God's going to do it. So Father, we thank you for this couple. It's a good couple. God, I thank you for the generations that are behind them, that back them up. That one generation would back up another generation they don't even know. But God, we thank you for those prayers, and we pray blessing over that, but over this couple that, Lord, even as you open up new fields and release new orders to them, that there would also be a great sowing. Lord, may they put the plow point deep in your soil. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
And just quickly, God says, what was the oldest daughter's name? She's going to surprise everybody. She's going to be the one that surprises everybody. And the work that you begin at the end of your life, she's going to be the one who picks it up and carries it to a level that you never dreamed of.